There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Show just in case your heads are sore. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thanks for joining me. That was Vic Greaves and the Wonder Stuff,
and this is Nazareth.
Yeah.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is the playlist.
Of course, the wonderful Miss Diana Ross with Love Hangover, as suggested by Cara. Thank you very much, Cara. Ahead of that was Nazareth, Hair of the Dog, suggested by Aunt McCrae. He suggested that, and honestly, the only version of that I'd ever heard until this week was the Guns N' Roses one from the Spaghetti Incident. That is much better. And don't get me wrong, I love the Guns N' Roses version. That one, awesome. Love that. Very good stuff. Anyway, welcome along. Thank you for joining me here once again on the playlist, where tonight's theme is Hungover. And those of you listening live via djdarren.site will hopefully be enjoying the artwork, which was made by Troggy, for a start, featuring a photo of me on the Sunday after Eurovision in 2017, I want to say that was. It was 16 or 17, judging by the house. that is one of the worst hangovers I have ever had. So thank you very much, Troggy, for reminding me of it. Very good stuff. Anyway, thank you for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you along. The bed, I haven't actually got any theme-specific beds this week, so I'm playing something from A Strangely Isolated Place, as suggested by Revian last week. This is Bjorn Road with Tour de Pyrenees, which I thought was nice and gentle and calming and soothing for a sore head. Anyway, how many of you have sore heads still from Saturday night's drunken Eurovision debauchery? Amazingly, I don't, so I feel a bit of a fraud. This next one, suggested by Sheepnik, is Nouvelle Vague with Friday Night, Saturday Morning.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
the morning after, the night before. The night before, he had a smooth line and showed me a good time. It seemed my dreams were coming true last night. I thought the good time would last for a lifetime. Smooth line and showed me a good time. It seemed my dreams were coming true last night. I thought the good time would last for a lifetime.
Classy. That seemed quite loud. Anyway, wasn't that classy? That was Ann Richards and Stan Kenton from 1961. It was the morning after the night before, as suggested by Gary, aka White Wolf. Something classy from Gary. Absolutely spot on. Fits the bill. I enjoyed that very much. Thank you very much, Gary. So this is the playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is hangover, and I feel hungover actually. There's a subtle difference. I actually feel a little bit bad about it, or a little bit not bad per se, but I feel like a fraud, because I was absolutely thoroughly expecting to have quite the hangover yesterday, and because I'm now in my 40s, I was expecting that hangover to last until about Wednesday next week. But I was sensible. I had but 4 pints while watching Eurovision. I shitposted my way through it, and then we went to bed at midnight, well, just after midnight. Very sensible. I was up by 8 o'clock yesterday morning, did some stuff in the garden, didn't feel rough at all, just a little bit tired. So, sorry, don't mean to rub it in, but I feel alright. I hope you lot feel all right too. If you're not feeling all right, then please feel free to keep it to yourself, because I don't want you harshing my mellow, man. Right, so from a track suggested by White Wolf to a track suggested by White Wolf. I don't know how that happened, but it keeps happening. Not just with White Wolf, with other listeners as well. Suggesters, should I say. Compatriots in this nonsense. Anyway, this is The Birds with Mr. Tambourine Man.
Senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to.
As I went home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Dilly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Dilly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I'd traveled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Dilly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, there's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, they called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Yeah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots my mother sent to me. Well, there's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Dilly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on I never saw before.
You see, it's funny, because it turns out his wife was having an affair. That was the Dubliners' Seven Drunken Nights, which, I will grant, is not about a hangover, though it does precede quite the hangover. Imagine being drunk 7 nights in a row. Good Lord. I'd be absolutely comatose for at least 2 weeks after that. Intolerable. Thank you very much to Rollo for suggesting that one. Yeah, that was Dubliners' Seven Drunken Nights from 1967. Ahead of that was The Byrds with Mr. Tambourine Man from 1965, as suggested by White Wolf. Thank you very much, both of you. So this is the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week, if you have just joined in. We are here at djdarren.site, and well, it's glorious, isn't it? I've got the lights on in the studio, but I don't actually need them because it's still daytime, and this is good. I'm here for this. If you hear any kind of grinding or drilling or noise of any kind at any point, it's because my neighbour is still laying a path that he's been laying in his back garden for about a month now. Prior to that, he spent about 3 weeks laying AstroTurf. He's doing a very good job, to be fair, but it's going on a bit now, and but my microphone is pretty good and I don't think it would pick it up. So yeah, that's this week's show, brought to you by Behringer microphones. They don't pick up construction noise. Anyway, this next one was suggested by, let me have a look, oh yeah, how do we pronounce this one? This is Giflian, I think that is. I think they're new. They're new. They're a new name here on the playlist. Giflian. Thank you very much for suggesting this. This one is new to me and is wonderful. It's Spirit of the West with Home for a Rest.
Will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. patience will soon be my death. I'm so sick from a drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the three or four six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Chill me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, he wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tomcat. They were talking about a hockey, and the cat was talking back. Along about then, everything went black. Wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been a three or four six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Chill me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that a party? So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. The little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run us in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the three or four six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football, and I think I'm gonna die. Chill me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the three or four six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Chill me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that
Very good job of playing calming, head massage-y music tonight, am I? No, that was, believe it or not, the Spin Doctors with If the River Was Whiskey, which admittedly is more a song about being drunk or drinking than it is about a hangover. But as ever with the vibe here on the playlist, it doesn't matter, really. As long as the song's good, that's all that matters. That was the Spin Doctors. That was suggested by that was Revival Records. Sorry, I got a bit confused there by my own typing. That was Revival Records suggested that one. That was from 2013, which, you know, was only yesterday. So it was 12 years ago. But amazingly, they've got a new album coming out this year. So there you go, the Spin Doctors. Them of Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. And, what was that other one? That was enjoyable. I very much enjoyed that. The ahead of that was the Irish Rovers with Wasn't That a Party. Now that is a hangover song. That was suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, so thank you very much, Seven Sleepers Music. Ahead of that was Spirit of the West with Home for a Rest from 1990, as suggested by Giflian, who is in the chat. Welcome along to the chat. Welcome along to the playlist. It's always nice to have fresh new meat in the house. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're here for another hour or so, another hour and 15 minutes, and then, I'm off. I'm currently enjoying a drink myself, actually, because I'm a grown-up and I can. Old Crafty Hen. The show this week is brought to you, of course, by our Old Crafty Hen. Old Crafty Hen, for when Old Speckled Hen just isn't hefty enough for you. This next one was suggested by Swisslet, so thank you very much, Swisslet, for this suggestion. It is Badhead by Blur.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Now if you can stand, I would like to take you by the hand, Jack, and go for a walk.
Come on, it's time.
an order. Could you get me one? Two sugars would be great. Cause I'm fading fast and it's nearly dawn. If they knock down this place, it'd still look much better than
very much to Troggy for suggesting that, because it is peak hangover, I think. Very good. The lyrics are very, very hangover. I've been there. I've been Jarvis in them. Oh, would that I had been Jarvis. Ah, Jarvis. We're seeing Pulp in a couple of months. Next month, actually, I think it is. Yeah, I've lost track of time. We're seeing Skunk and Nancy on Friday, so I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, we're seeing Pulp next month. And it's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great. I'm going to try and storm the stage and bare my arse. And no one will have ever tried to do that before. Anyway, yeah, that was Pulp with Bar... yeah, put my teeth back in. That was Pulp with Bar Italia from a different class. From, what was that, 1995, I think that was, wasn't it? Yeah, God blimey. 30 years ago. And ahead of that was Blur with Bad Head from 31 years ago. That was suggested by Swisslet, so thank you very much, Swisslet. And thank you for Troggy for the suggestion of Pulp. Rollo Treadway suggested another Pulp track. Let me just have a look through my thing, because I do keep a... Monday Morning. Rollo suggested Monday Morning. Ultimately, as much as I did toy with the idea of playing two Pulp tracks, because, you know, it's not unheard of for me to do that sort of thing. I did it last week. It was. I made a decision, and I went with Bar Italia because it's a great track. So the theme this week is Hangover, as I'm sure you have worked out by now. And I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am, actually. It's some great music. Really enjoying the music. Because, I chose it, sort of. You guys suggest it, and I filter it out into the world. Anyway, shut up, Darren. This next one was suggested by... Let me get back to my list. This next one was suggested by Steve199, which, if you're a long-time listener to... this show, you would have guessed that by hearing it, because Steve very much likes his folk. This is Martin Wyndham Reed. ¶¶
I'm stiff, stony, broke, and I've parted with me moke, and the skies are looking black as flaming thunder, and the shanty bosses too, for I haven't got a sou. That's the way you're treated when you're down and under, and it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. Oh, tobacco, well, I spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander. I'm croaking ahead, for I haven't been to bed since first I touched this shanty with me plunder. I see centipedes and snakes, and I'm full of pains and aches. Now I think I'll make a push to way out yonder, and it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. Oh, for me beer and tobacco, well, I spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander. Take that old man plain, and I'll cross him once again, until I track me eyes no longer see clear. Oh, me beer and whiskey looks for peace, but all in vain. Now I feel as if I had the darling peebles, and it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. Oh, for me Bucky. Well, I spent on it in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Do have a hangover. I need to warn you that I've just played a really loud song, and I'm just going to play another one. That was the Wild Hearts. This is Feeder. Under the weather there. That was suggested by Andy Fish. Thank you very much, Andy Fish, for that suggestion. I love Feeder. They are a great band. They put a new one out a couple of years back and it was really good. But as is the way these days, I listened to it 3 or 4 times and said, yes, that's very good. And then forgot all about it because there was something else on the streaming services, and it's terrible really, but such is life, I suppose, the fleeting nature of existence. Ahead of that was the Wild Hearts with Caffeine Bomb from 1994, as suggested by the Plague Doc, who is sadly unwell this week. He's there in the chat and he's very unwell, so not with a hangover, I gather. Although if it is a hangover, as my mother would say, it's self-inflicted. Yes. Ahead of the Wild Hearts at the end of the first hour, the top of the first hour, you heard Martin Wyndham Reed with Oh For Me Grog, as suggested by Steve 199 from 1971. Wasn't that lovely? It was a lovely piece. I very much enjoyed that. Thank you, Steve, for that suggestion. It's always nice to have a bit of a change of pace, and that's what I like about this, doing this show. In fact, I'm going to say, so I got an email last week. Was it last? Yeah, it was last week. I got the week before last. I don't think I mentioned it last week. I got an email the week before last from Mixcloud complaining that I was misusing the genre tagging system on the website, because I'd used musicals when, in fact, the first song I played 2 weeks ago was from a musical. And it's almost like they couldn't understand that there was a radio show where you would have rock, pop, and musicals, and metal, and like, well, it's just music, isn't it? It's good stuff, it's vibes, it's really, it's, you know. So, yeah, I was actually quite proud of that email. And then they blocked me from, no, they didn't. I'm still there, messing up their storage systems. This next one was suggested by Steve Nixon, whose radio show continues over on LABR at 9 o'clock this evening, 9 till 10. Sorry, I had to remember what the time was. So yeah, join Steve at 9 o'clock on labr.online. But over here on djdarren.site, this is the playlist. I am DJ Darren. The theme this week is Hangover. Hangover? And this one, suggested by Steve, is Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Mm-hmm. is the charge. Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Wake up. Still drunk from last night. The first dates are always uncomfortable. Stayed up, I couldn't sleep last night. I'll admit I'm a little dysfunctional. Are you okay with the fact I'm a little off track, to be honest? I've been through relationships. I've never been in love, but I want this.
Ever since you walked away, I can't wait to taste your breath. Sunset on my black parade. When the clothes are off, and the phones are off, and the lights are on, 'cause you turn me on.
Pick up your phone. I know you just gave me your number, but I wanna know what's up with us, because I got a feeling, tell me if it's mutual. Are you with anybody right now, or could you step out and talk to me? I text you, but it's better to call, 'cause tomorrow there'll be less that I have to delete.
Ever since you walked away, I can't wait to taste your breath. Sunset on my black parade, and I can't wait to see what's next. When the clothes are off, and the phones are off, and the lights are on, 'cause you turn me on. Cover my mouth with yourself, there's nothing to say. Even the silence that I have with you's okay. Let's do it like it's the first time, like it's the first time. Ever since you walked away,
I can't wait to taste your breath.
Sunset on my black parade,
and I can't wait to see what's next.
When the clothes are off, and the phones are off, and the lights are on, 'cause you turn me on. I can't wait to taste your yeah, and I can't wait to see your. When the clothes are off, and the phones are off, and the lights are on, 'cause you turn me on. Ever since you walked away.
That's a nice young man from the United States of America called Machine Gun Kelly. The names they give their children over there in the former colonies. I genuinely believe that is the first time I've listened to a Machine Gun Kelly track, which is remiss of me, actually, because I really enjoyed that, which is why I selected it for the show tonight. Thank you very much to Aunt Lecrae for suggesting that. That was released in 2020, so that's basically a new song for here on the playlist. This is the playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is hungover. Are you hungover? Probably. I don't know. Maybe. It depends on your life choices. I'm not one to judge. But I was pleasantly surprised at my lack of hangover yesterday, so I celebrated by doing stuff in the garden and feeling very grown up and useful for a change. But that will pass, I'm sure. Here we are, playing more songs about hangovers, and it's all good stuff tonight. So yeah, Machine Gun Kelly. The only thing I knew about Machine Gun Kelly, actually, is that he's married to Megan Fox off of acting. And I only know that because there was some celebrity tittle-tattle where they had some tattoos or something. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to these things. Maybe I should. But I don't really... I don't really see the value in it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just an old man yelling at clouds. This next one was suggested by Erased Citizen and is the wonderful, wonderful, mighty Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine.
But
technically, Erased Citizen actually suggested the Smiths with their original version of Panic. But I have a rule here on the playlist, and that rule is no Morrissey. And I will uphold that rule with an iron fist. But it does mean that I get to play Carter, so, you know, it's all good. This next one was suggested by Tiger Crash and is Pop Will Eat Itself. Wake up, time to die.
Cardboard cutout lying on the floor. Lying
I'm sure Pop Will Eat itself won't mind me talking over a minute's worth of feedback, but, well, you know, I'm going to anyway, and there's nothing they can do about it from their place in 1996. Yeah, they're going to travel through time and come and slap me up for this. No, no, they're not. Anyway, that was Pop Will Eat Itself with... God, why can't I read tonight? Wake Up, Time to Die, as suggested by Tiger Crash. Thank you very much to Tiger Crash for that wonderful suggestion. That was quite atmospheric. I have to confess, I don't know much about Pop Will Eat Itself, but I'm sure if Gary was in the chat room tonight, he'd be ecstatic with that, because that's very much his vibe. Speaking of the chat room, join us, djdarren.site, and we're right there on the front page, because there is nothing else at djdarren.site. Yeah, come and join us in the chat. It's very good. Sheepnik's just been telling us about Robert Plant's Tiny Shorts, and Rollo Treadway asking some personal questions with regards the Tiny Shorts. So yeah, come and join us in the chat. It's interesting, to say the least. And also, it's raised the question of underwhelming celebrity encounters. Yeah, come and join the chat, djdarren.site. This next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, who is also in the chat. God, it's almost like I throw this together. This is Gomez with Hangover. And there's a very long, weird, talky intro. That's quite quiet. I didn't just forget to fade it up or anything.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Kommunist. Some Sistema with Hangover, brackets, ba ba ba,
And, well, if you have a hangover, then that won't have helped. And I can only apologise for that. Well, on behalf of Heapy, who suggested that. Yeah, that was Baraka Som Sistema from 2011. Again, completely new to me, but I enjoyed that enormously. Sounded very good in the good headphones. Well, I'm Darren. You already know that because, why wouldn't you? I'm the world-famous DJ Darren from DJDarren.site. And I'm here for another 23 minutes, and then I'm off to edit up this nonsense and upload it to the internet for the late Capes to enjoy. The theme this week has been, and will be for another 23 minutes, like I just said, Hungover. And ahead of that was Gomez with Hangover from 99's Liquid Skin. That was suggested by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much for those suggestions. I do appreciate it, actually. I know I probably say this quite a bit because, it's true, but I do appreciate everybody helping out with this. It's your show. I'm just the one that yaps all over the top of them. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Davybot, who did suggest the Wonderstuff / Vic Reeves track that we opened with tonight, but I genuinely couldn't decide. The Dizzy was the not more on brand for the theme suggestion, but it was a more upbeat. I liked it. But this next one is genuinely one of my favourite songs, and I couldn't not play it. So from 1993, this is New Order. We'll be right back. Second there of Regret by New Order, because you deserve it, champions. If nobody else minds, I think I might make next week's theme Regrets by New Order, and wouldn't you know, I'll just be playing that song for 2 hours straight. No yapping, no idents, nothing. Just 2 hours of Regret by New Order. Regret by New Order, bringing you this week's show. I love that song so much. It's, yeah, I think it's, as I just said on Mastodon, it's been in my top 10 since 1993, and it doesn't show any signs of moving. I love it so much. Thank you very much, Davey, for suggesting that. It's wonderful. Although he did point out in the chat there that he actually says there's nothing he regrets. So technically, he's not got a hangover, or he's really enjoying the hangover. But just based on the title of the tune alone, it fits, and that's fine. Because you know how we be here on the playlist. We don't actually really care if the songs fit the theme. We just want the songs to be good, and that's half the battle. Before that was Baraka Som Sistema with Hangover brackets ba ba ba. That was suggested by Heapy and went down very well in the chat. Lots of people enjoying that, which included me. It's dirty. It was a really dirty sound. Yeah, we like dirty sounds here on the playlist. This week's show is brought to you by Dirty Sounds. Oh God, no! Shut up, Darren. Anyway, where was I? That was New Order with Regret from 1993, and this next one, the next two tracks that I'm going to play, I've never actually heard these artists before. So, until putting together this show, I don't go into it blind, having not heard the songs that I'm playing. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Marquest and is Spirit with Nature's Way.
Nature's Way. Song.
was Nature's Way by Spirit from, I did make a note of when that was from. That was from 1978. So, yeah, I'd never heard of Spirit before, but here we go. Right, so, next week's theme. I've still got two more songs to play, but I like to try and get the theme in for the second to last link. The penultimate link, you might say, if you're one for using big words. Which I am. I do find big words cromulent. I couldn't find any big words there. I'm sorry, people. I'm Darren, and this is the playlist, and I apologize. Anyway, next week's theme is. Hang on a second. Let's do it. Set me soundscape up. Yeah, right. So next week's theme is. The joy of being advertised at. The joy of being advertised at. So yes, expect 2 hours of songs from adverts, songs included in adverts, songs made for adverts, the advert clips, all kinds of things. Basically, I'm going to advertise at you for 2 straight hours, and I'm going to reap the money from it. I do have sponsorship deals lined up with all the worst companies in the world. Nestle are top of my list. They're going to be giving me buku bucks for next week's show. Maybe, I don't know. I've yet to answer their emails because, you know, yeah, imagine answering emails in a timely fashion. Anyway, yes, next week's theme, the joy of being advertised at. Fire your suggestions at me on Mastodon with the hashtag #ThePlaylistSuggestion. Suggestion, not suggestions, although I do follow that one as well just because some people put suggestions. But anyway, yes, the joy of being advertised at. This next one was suggested by Arakin, who was here earlier in the chat and has disappeared to watch a movie. They didn't say what. This is The Great Big Sea with The Old Black Rum.
I drank 16 doubles for the price of one, trying to find the courage to talk to what I asked her for a dance. Not a second glance, my night had just begun. Well, I drink to the Father of the Holy Ghost. I'm kneeling at the altar of my nightly post. So I'll raise a glass, not the first or last. Come join me in this toast. Because the old black rum's got a hold of me, like a dog wrapped round my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold of me. Walking on by with some guy who don't care that she stood in line since 9:30 and spent 3 hours on her hair. Got her friends is looking at me with an evil grin. I think the bloody racket might soon begin. I must have said something to the George Street Queen. The boys are joining in. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me, like a dog wrapped round my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold on me, when I live for another day. Yeah, when I live for another day.
And so I drank all of my money and I slept out in the rain. Every day is different, but the nights they're all the same. You never see the sun on the old black rum. But I know I'm gonna do it again. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me, like a dog wrapped around my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold on me, when I live for another day. Hey, when I live for another day. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me, like a dog wrapped around my leg.
At this point, I would normally say. By the way, that was Great Big C with the old black rum, as suggested by Arakin, and that was from 1996, if you can believe. So thank you very much, Arakin. I enjoyed that. That was nice. I did think about playing it with all the other Irish sounding tunes that I played in the first hour, but I thought I'd split it out a bit. And there you go. There's a little bit of behind the scenes here at the playlist. My thought processes such as they are. Anyway, usually at this point I would have a couple more songs to play, but Patrick, the our fearless leader, glorious leader over on Mended Drum, my Mastodon server, suggested this next one, and it's quite long. It's 7.5 minutes of Marillion, so I'm sure Gary will be in his element when he gets to listening to this one. But I don't really know Marillion, so I don't know what this song has to do with hangovers, but it's a perfectly cromulent tune, and they've embiggened it to be very long. So well, I'm going to play it all, and then I'm going to go off to bed. So thank you very much for joining me once again this week. I will be back next week with the theme of the joy. Excuse me. The joy of being advertised at. Good night, folks.
Raging like a bed of gold. And your wife needs police protection. While you're sparring with the gymnast, you're trying to win back her affection. Is this what it means to be?
We don't know where he's at. The man is a fugitive.